Hey, and welcome to the second episode of the HMM podcast. As always, I am LS, the host, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about some new changes that have happened in League, as it's been a little bit since we talked about the challenges and such in titles. I will have a spoilerific review of, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. We'll discuss episodes 8 and 9 of Halo. And a few other things. All right, let's get right into it. Well, actually, before we get into it, if you like the podcast, and which I really appreciate, and want to know more information, or you know, support us in any way, the easiest way to do that is to go to our website. We have some branded merchandise for the different teams. Which being honest, right now we only really have the Pineapples team active. But we, you can, support your favorite Pineapple. And that's if you want to support monetarily, which you don't have to if you don't want to. Giving us a, a follow or a share on social, you can, Head Muscle Mania on pretty much all platforms. And headmusclemania.com. Myself personally, you can find me at Lampshade100,000, pretty much on all platforms. And with that out of the way, we can get right into this episode. So, let's start with the Multiverse of Madness. It was exactly what I expected. And I would give it like a 6.5 out of 10, I'll be honest. It had some high points. It had some really low points. But it starts off in a way that I honestly didn't expect it to, with Doctor Strange and a new character running from this like mummy bandage creature or demon, looking for this book that gives the whoever wields it, infinite power and to do whatever they need. I don't remember what they call it. The name doesn't matter. Spoiler, it doesn't matter, but yeah, that's where it starts. And Strange dies like 2 minutes into the show, and that leaves this new character who can dimension hop, by the way, or multiverse travel, as it's called, Multiverse of Madness. She gets stranded in what we know as our Stephen Strange's universe. And right after Doctor Strange dies, before Strange dies, he tries to take this new character, America Chavez's powers, because he believes that if he takes her powers, then he'll be able to save the world from the evil or whatever, which, would have saved us 2 hours from watching the movie, but an hour and a half or whatever, or an hour and 45 minutes. But, and then he gets murdered and she gets tossed into another dimension. Cue, Stephen Strange's, our Stephen Strange's dimension. And he goes to a wedding, and it's the wedding of the nurse character. Again, doesn't matter. Kind of disappointing that they continue this this thing with her, but you know, it is what it is. And her husband's a huge fan of Doctor Strange's. And right after the vows are done, a one-eyed tentacle monster breaks through the streets of New York. And cue America Chavez again, chasing her down. Doctor Strange goes to fight it. Wong shows up. I love Wong. Wong is one of my favorite characters. And they get their butt kicked for a little bit. Then they save her. They have a witty conversation about Spider-Man. Who knew? And then she gives a bit of her backstory as to why she's there, blah, blah, blah. And that creatures are after her. Steven then goes, I have an idea of someone who can help us here. So he goes to Wanda Maximoff, and they're standing in this field and they're talking, and she's like, oh, you're not here to fuck me because of the my kids, are you? And he's like, no. I have much pressing issues. She like looks at him sideways. She's the villain. From right then and there, she's just like, give me the girl and I'll spare your life. He's like, no, bitch, you don't get the girl. You don't know what you're doing. This just like your kids aren't real. And she's like, what you say? My kids aren't real. Yes, they are. And I will use her power to go and find them. But your kids aren't real. But they are real because they exist in other dimensions, which we'll get to later. So he goes back to Wong, and Wong's like, we must set up the defenses. And, I skipped the part. After they have the little diner thing, to prove to Strange that it wasn't a dream that where he died, she shows him the body of the other Strange, and he buries him in, you know, just on a rooftop. So now we go back. And now we jump to the Inner Sanctum. Wanda shows up. There's a fight. Wanda beats the shit out of everybody because she's Wanda. Like the Scarlet Witch is literally one of the strongest characters in all of the MCU. Like, legitimately. And she just beats the dog shit out of them. And America Chavez and Doctor Strange go on a little journey, and it goes through different cutscenes of different dimensions. There's a square dimension, a paint dimension, upside down dimension, a hell dimension, all of these different things. And they get to, I think it's called 838, where they're like, okay, well, if you found me in my dimension and you're super helpful, why don't we go find this Stephen Strange of this one? And they go to the sanctum, and the dude that was a dick in the first movie that wants to kill all of the other wizards, I say wizards, sorcerers, whatever, is the leader of this because Strange died and a human called Black Bolt, I believe is his name. Side note on Black Bolt, it's literally the same actor from the Inhumans Incursion television show / movie that they made to try to make the humans popular outside of Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Didn't work, so, you know, it's the same guy. They end up killing him because he ends up taking the Darkhold, which is what Wanda has to get, like, what she uses to like make her power stronger. And he ends up using it. And the only way to stop him is to, you know, him sacrifice himself. And so they kill him. That's much later in the film explained, but I'm saying that now. And then they meet this is one of my favorite points of the entire film, like the introduction of the Illuminati, which is Professor Xavier, Reed Richards, Miss Marvel, Lady Cap, Black Bolt, and then there's supposed to be another one, but I can't for the life of me think of who it is. It's the guy that's the leader of the Sorcerer Supreme, because he ends up drugging Doctor Strange in America and then taking them to Reed Richards' lab, their compound. So he goes and meets all of them. He explains what's going on. A fight breaks out between Wanda, who is ghost hopping in, or who is dreamwalking into 838's Wanda's body. And then she just absolutely demolishes everyone. All of them. She makes Black Bolt's brain pop. She snaps Rubber Man's neck. She crushes Miss Marvel with rocks. She cuts Captain America, Captain Britannica, in half. And then the saddest part, she makes Professor Xavier's mind powers turn on himself and just has him have a brain aneurysm. Doctor Strange is told by Xavier to go, and he can be the one, he might be the one of the only people he trusts him, and that he may actually save everyone. And then he fights the current Sorcerer Supreme of that thing, beats him, gets out. They escape. This is where the love interest, who I don't even care to know her name is, says, "Oh yeah, that book that America was talking about, it's real. It's our Doctor Strange had it." So they go in this underground cavern, and there's a Wanda jump scare, and then water traps them all, and yeah, they end up getting to it, but right as they get it, Wanda shows up and sends the love interest in Doctor Strange to a doomed world, and takes America Chavez to with her power to the portal, back to where she is, to take her powers. So Doctor Strange is going through this screwed up universe or screwed up world, and he ends up coming in with another Doctor Strange, another one that has used the Darkhold. They fight, he defeats him. The fight's actually one of the coolest parts, because old musical notes, and they make cool graphics, and they fling them at each other. They use instruments and stuff. It's pretty cool. And then he kills the evil Doctor Strange. And then Doctor Strange is like, "Well, our only choice here is for me to use the Darkhold and to go into the body of the dead Doctor Strange that's in my world to go and save them." So he does necromancy. There's this whole thing where the love interest is like, "I believe you can do it. You can do what I believe in." And then he gets the full power of necromancy, creates this undead Doctor Strange, which was pretty cool looking, which then goes and tries to help Wong and save what's her face. And then Strange gets beat up, but as he's getting beat up, he tells America, "It was in you all along." And then she's like, "Okay, I can do it." And she stomps her fist and punches what's her face and punches a hole through space time and sends Wanda back to the universe that she dreamwalked in, where her kids were alive and her kids are now afraid of them. And she realized that she was the monster the entire time. And because of that, she kills herself. Yep. And then, America and Wong go and get Strange. America becomes a sorcerer trainee, and it ends with a weird cut, like the mid credit scene where Doctor Strange is walking, And then this chick that looks like Kaisa shows up and is like, hey, you ready to go on an adventure? And he goes, hell yeah, I am. And his third eye pops up and they walk into a portal. And that's it. I know I may have missed subtle details or whatever, but like that, I pretty much explained the most important parts of the thing. And it, like, again, I said, it was like a 6.5 out of 10. Definitely worth watching if you are a Marvel fan and you want to keep in the loop of, what's going on in the Marvel universe and what to expect in probably Ant-Man and the Quantumanium and Miss Marvels, because there is a big certainty that Black Bolt and the Inhumans are going to have a part to do with that, because the person that plays the new main character is an Inhuman. So we got to see how that's going to go. I saw trailers for it. It looks okay. Who knows? But yeah, what do we want to talk about now? We're going to talk about the league changes. So I got to participate in Clash both weekends. Unfortunately, this last weekend, I won Clash 2 out of the 4 days. I didn't participate on the third day, and we took 5th on the fourth day, but I still got all 3 flags, so I'm pretty happy about that. The Pike changes are underwhelming. It doesn't even feel like anything really happened to him. Olaf, again, doesn't, like, why you're about to hurt and shielding and healing anyway, so it's like, what's going on? But I like these challenges and titles and buttons and all that stuff are pretty cool, because it backtracks since your account creation everything that you have. So, like, for instance, one of my accounts has all the skin, like all the skins, but like 22. So I have like an achievement that like 0.001% of the league player base has. So yeah, they're cool. It's just like flare you could throw off. I mean, unless they add like new stuff as it progresses, which they probably will. I see it being more just like a good add-on more than anything else. It doesn't really do anything as far as actual appeal to the game. It doesn't make me want to play the game any more or less. I have gotten back into Ark recently, which we can talk about in a few minutes, but I want to talk about Halo first. Halo had episode 9 air, and episode 8 was just weird and gross. And the only thing I'm going to say about that is they made an AI watch 2 humans bang, and she could feel it the entire time, and it was just gross. And then they took it in a completely different way for episode 9, which the fight scenes were really cool. Like legitimately was pretty cool to see how they did the CGI and, you know, the movement and all that. But then they, like, killed a character off that, like, they killed the Blessed One, or the Covenant's Blessed One. So I thought she was going to have a much more important role in the series, almost to the extent of the Arbiter, but maybe we'll find out if they continue the series. And then it ends with Master Chief giving control to Cortana to save Silver Team. There's still one episode left. I'm hoping that Cortana finds a way to give John his body back, because despite what I like, my initial thoughts of like, oh, this is like, why are they showing his face, blah blah blah, all that, like, I actually enjoy seeing it through this side. And there's still the whole Korean girl and other Spartans plot line to finish. So hopefully we get some like positive reinforcement in there. But yeah, let's talk about Ark now. So I have decided to pick up Ark again because I haven't really been playing Tarkov because it's kind of stale, and the majority of the people that are playing right now are either like super toxic, like have super toxic playstyles, or they're like super new to the game because they just bought it and I feel bad killing them, or just straight up cheaters. So I decided to pick up and start playing Ark Survival Evolved again. And me and a group of friends have been on official, and I am 7 levels away from hitting 100. So I'll have heavy turrets probably sometime tomorrow. And we've been on 2 different servers so far. The first server was a center server that some guy in a tech suit was like, just came over, started fucking with us and wiped us just being a dickhead, which kind of pissed me off. And then we decided to go on a Valguero server, and we've just been slowly building up and building up and building up and building up. And I feel comfortable in the spot that we are right now to continue playing, and that we should be able to push off people and actually do PvP and stuff like that probably in the next week. The first next major hurdle will be doing the bosses, which maybe we'll hopefully get to do on Friday. So those of you that you know, like Ark, are interested in something new, hopefully on Friday I'll be able to stream us fighting the bosses on Twitch. So if you're interested in that, you can go and drop a follow and check that stuff out. I stream Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Work's been kind of annoying. I overdid it at the beginning of the week and had to take a break just because I'm not physically in shape. So what I've been doing is I've been doing push-ups and sit-ups every day, and then walking about a half mile every day, so that I can continue, so I can try to get better shape. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but I have to start somewhere, and I'll eventually work my way up to doing more stuff. But I have to just be very careful with my leg and everything my body in general. And I mean that's really it. This episode is kind of short. I did what I wanted to do with the explanation of Doctor Strange. And you know, I hope to have some more content for you guys in the I got officially invited to create content on Facebook, where I will be able to create reels and get paid for views. So if you happen to see any reels, please, you know, really mean a lot to just like it and watch it completely. It would help me out a lot. I'll be able to reinvest that money into HMM and Revenge and AWG and my personal brand, and hopefully, you know, eventually get enough, you know, revenue going that I, you know, can do this as a full-time job and not have to work at somewhere that I'm not excited to go every day. So I appreciate you guys listening. I hope that you had a great weekend, and I hope that you have a great week. I will do my best to get another episode out on Thursday. No promises, though. This is even later than what I wanted to do, as is. But again, you can follow us on all of our socials, HMM. Follow Revenge Nation on their socials, All Work Gaming on their socials, if you're into Rainbow Six Siege. And you can find myself under most social platforms as Lampshade 100,000. And again, I really, really do appreciate y'all listening, and I hope you have a great, great week. Let's have a great week. Peace.